Welcome to Infusion, Prophetic Moment Live Open Forum Radio Broadcast. Here are Americus Cheney, Apostle of Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, and Dr. Clarice Cheney, Senior Pastor of Soul Harvest Ministries.
I can barely hear anything.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome. Amen. I am your host today, Dr. Clarice Cheney. Praise God.
And I'm a co-host today, Apostle Americus Cheney.
All right. And we have a panel. Go ahead and introduce yourselves. Amen.
Prophet Walter Evans.
Apostle Latanya Turner.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We do have an awesome, praise God, infusion for you today. Amen. We're going to be talking about infusing your mouth with life and not death. Amen.
Amen.
Infusing your mouth with life and not death. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to start off in Proverbs. Amen. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they love it and shall eat the fruit thereof. Amen.
Amen.
Now, you know, it's a lot is at stake in what we say. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
So what I'm saying here today, we're going to be talking about, praise God, infusing with life and not death. Do you know when you say things that's speaking death, it can destroy different things? Speaking death can destroy marriage. It can destroy families, friends, friendship. It can even destroy your church, even your careers, your reputation of others, and hopes.
Amen.
And you can destroy other people's hopes and what come out your mouth if you're not speaking life on it. Now, also with the tongue, you can also speak life and bring people back together. That tongue can make people have peace with one another.
Yes.
It can make families, amen. It can make marriages healthy, amen. It can make the church healthy.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. Yes. By speaking life. Amen.
Amen.
Tongue can give us hope, y'all. It can give hope to others. Amen. That's have no hope when you're speaking life.
Amen.
Amen. And guess what else the tongue can do? It can spread the gospel.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. And then
Amen.
One of the other scriptures say, out of the abundance of the heart,
yes,
their mouths speaks.
Amen.
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 Amen. And you always want to say, you want to say what's good, because I always say what's in you come out. You praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 It
Amen.
Determines.
Amen.
Amen. When
yes.
you open your mouth.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. But with the panel, praise God, we have today, which is an awesome panel. Amen. I'm going to first start out with Apostle. Amen. Apostle, why is it so difficult to control the tongue?
Well, in James chapter 3, 1 through 12, but we're going to just look at this particular verse of scripture. It says, look at the ships also. Though they are so large, and reading out of the ESV, and are driven by strong winds, they are guided by a very small rudder.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever the will of the pilot directs, so also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. How great a fire is it set ablaze by such a small fire? And say that question one more time, where the viewers can listen.
Why is it so difficult to control the tongue?
Because we're carried away with our own concept and our precepts.
Mm.
The Bible says, out of the heart
yes.
come the issues of life. Whatever you speak out of your heart, out of the abundance of your heart. So you're literally being directed. The tongue is just a rudder.
Mm-hmm.
It begins to speak out of what your consciousness is.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes destructive. And we need to be able to tame that tongue.
Yes,
it becomes destructive.
Yes, yes.
And it can lead us or guide us. Although
yes.
it is a small member, your tongue can get you in the trouble.
It can get you in the
yes.
trouble.
Yes.
And you know what? When you put it out there, when you put that out there, you can't take it back.
That's it.
Yes.
Amen. So mm-hmm. we have to be so wise on what we say. You know, sometimes we can easily say, well, I apologize, I'm sorry. But you know what? That still affects a person, what you say. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we want to be so wise in that area. Go ahead on, Apostle Turner. Praise
Amen.
God.
That is so true. The Bible
yes.
says, and I often quote, the Bible says, and I often quote
yes.
scripture that says, a brother, it's out of Proverbs, it says a brother offended is harder to win than a fort.
Ooh, that's good.
I mean, once you have offended someone,
come on,
it's like an army trying to take over a fort that has been fortified.
Yes.
It's really hard to recover.
It's really hard
from
to recover.
When you put things out there and offend someone.
Amen.
Even though
Amen.
You may say you're sorry, even you though you may repent.
Yes.
Amen. It does not give them the right to hold offense in their heart or hold unforgiveness, but that's hard to win them back.
It's hard to win them back. That is so true.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, prophet. I see you over there shaking your knees. Go ahead.
And the thought comes to mind, in the Talmud, the word evil speech is Lashon Hara. It means to slander a talebearer. And in Leviticus 19:16, God says don't go about being a slanderer or promoting whether it's true or not.
Amen.
Rumors.
Amen. Amen.
And things like that, being slanderous. That's like a sin.
Yeah.
And it's evil.
That's evil.
That is evil.
I think one scripture says that we shouldn't be talebearers.
Amen.
Yeah, now that's good. Yeah.
Amen.
That's what it says.
So
Amen.
We're speaking about the power of the tongue, but the power of the tongue can bring life, like you said, in Proverbs 18:21. But it can also bring hurt and death to people.
Yes.
When we're hearing slander or rumor about something.
My God.
Yes. And I want to add to that the 10th verse, it says here, James 3:1-11. But the 10th verse said, from the same mouth come blessings and cursings, my brother.
Ooh.
And then the next scripture that we forget to quote, for these things ought not to be.
These things
we should not have curses and blessings out of the same mouth.
Come on, man.
You know, you cannot, the Bible say, out of your belly shall flow the rivers of living water.
Yes.
And then when you open up your mouth is a gateway. Matter of fact, the scripture said that gates of hell should not prevail against it. Even Satan himself understand the power of the tongue and what he says and what it speaks. But Jesus says, the gates or your words shall not prevail against the kingdom of God. And so we have to understand to watch what comes out of the issues of our heart and our spirit. We cannot hold bitter and we cannot hold sweet.
Yes.
It'll either become sweet or it'll become bitter. We'll fashion our productive life and our destiny by our tongue. Ever noticed, and I'm going to say this real quickly, have you ever noticed that when you speak negative things or you think negative, negative things come quicker than when you speak positive things? Because the Bible said the Satan is the power of the prince of the air.
Yes.
So he catches your words and he redirects your path because of your own mouth.
Because your own mouth.
You're snared with the words in your own mouth.
You're snared.
Amen. Same scripture came to mind.
Amen. Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm going to ask you this scripture. I'm going to ask you this question. I'm Apostle Turner. We did talk on it a few minutes ago, but I'm just going to ask you to expound on it. Amen. It says, what you speak determines what's in your heart. Just expound on that
Amen.
For me.
We know that the scripture says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh.
Yes.
You have given us that earlier.
Yes.
And it is so true that you know a person by the type of things that come out of their mouth.
Come on now.
When it's coming out of your mouth, it didn't just proceed off of your lips, but it's come from your heart.
Come from your heart.
Amen. And that heart meaning mind, cardia.
Yes.
They're one and the same, and it has come from your mind.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Yes. And it'll come from your heart.
Yes.
And it's in there.
It's in there.
Amen. And the problem with us is we can't get our healing and deliverance because of the evil things that are in our heart
good.
Because we won't be truthful about
it. Come on.
Yes.
I didn't mean that is what we say.
Yes.
But you meant it.
Because it came from me.
Because it came from your mouth. It proceeded from you. It came from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to pay attention to where things are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And take note deal with the spirit behind those evil things that we say.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But do you ever notice sometime, and we all pick it up from people. You know how sometimes a person will say something, you say, I'm just playing.
Yes.
They're not playing.
Yes.
You know strictly that they're not playing. It's coming from.
Amen.
They've been
it's
wanting to say it
somewhere.
All the time.
That's it.
But what they do is they joke around with you and then say it. And they say, I was just playing. No, you wasn't playing. You meant just what
cynical.
You say.
And they put it in the cloak of humor.
Come on. Yes. That's what they do.
But it's really them speaking.
That's really them speaking. Amen.
There's a spirit behind everything
that's
we
spirit.
Say.
Yes.
It
that's
rather
good.
Something good or something bad, something negative or something positive.
Yes.
There's a spirit behind it.
Yes.
Look at what Jesus said. He said, the words I've spoken, they're both spirit and life.
Yes.
He was speaking life.
That's what she said, a spirit. Amen.
There's a spirit behind it.
It's a spirit behind it. Amen. Amen. These are things that we should ask ourselves. I'm going to tell you today, and I'm going to let y'all expound on it. Things we should ask ourselves before we speak. Amen. Things we should ask ourselves. You know, sometimes we have to think about it before we speak. Mm-hmm. The first thing that we should ask ourselves, are my words necessary?
Yes. I love that.
Everything is not a conversation. That's good. Amen. Man. Somebody say something to start That's a good. Conversation to get you to get the going. Mm-hmm. It's not a conversation. You got to think about it. Is it necessary for me to expound on what they're saying? Because mm-hmm. I know where it's going to go.
That's
Amen. What you say about that, Apostle?
Well, the scripture said, give no heed to endless genealogies, which minister questions rather than what godly edifying. Yeah. And so a lot of us, we give heed to people when they say, and it has no bearing on anything of life.
Yes,
they just want to talk, running of the mouth.
Running of the mouth.
And it doesn't edify. And we have to, the scripture says right here, again, in James 3, in his, and I go back to it because it's very powerful. The second verse says, for we all stumble in many ways, and if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle his whole body. And we can stumble by our words and what we speak and what we say.
Yes, that's awesome. Amen. Another thing is, are my words encouraging? Amen. Expound off of that. All my words. We should say to ourselves, is my word going to be encouraging? Amen. Before you open your mouth. Amen. Go ahead and expound that for me. Uh-huh.
All my words encouraging.
Yeah.
Will it bring life?
Come on.
Will
That's
it help?
What I'm talking about.
Will it minister healing?
Yes.
Will it be a comfort to?
Yes.
These are all my words encouraging.
Yes.
If it's not going to do any of those things, I'm going back to Philip. The Philippians says, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are honest, if there be any praise, any virtue, think on these things.
Yes.
So that's mental.
Yes.
But what we say, is it going to represent Christ?
Is it going to represent Christ?
Is it going to be part of the kingdom?
That is awesome. Yes. Amen.
Or am I being used as an instrument of the devil to tear someone down?
Yes. That's good.
Because people can tear you down with their words.
They can tear you down with their words.
They can hurt you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They can stab you.
Amen. Amen.
But is it beneficial?
Is it beneficial?
In any way? So before we speak, my uncle told me something years ago that was beneficial for the rest of my life. He said, before you say something, think about it.
Think about it. That's good.
Because I had to get up and speak.
Yes.
And I would lose my train of my thoughts, and I wouldn't know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to think about what I was going to say. It was rehearsed in my mind.
Yes.
And then I was able to say what I need to say.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because what's in your heart is going to come out.
Come on.
Yes.
One way or another.
If you do not have the word in.
Woo! Come on now.
No word's going to come out.
No word's going to come out.
Yes.
Nothing in, nothing out.
Ooh, that's good.
Yes.
But if you put the word there, and you put the word in your spirit,
amen.
So when you're speaking to someone, the word's going to come up and come out.
Amen.
Amen.
He says rivers of living water springing up inside of you.
Yes.
It's going to spring up.
Yes.
It's going to be beneficial.
Yes.
You're going to think about what you're going to say, and the Lord's going to prompt you to say
something.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Awesome. Amen. Amen. That is awesome. I enjoyed that. Amen. Another thing we should ask ourselves, Apostle Turner, I'm going to let you expound on that, on this. Are my words producing growth? Amen.
That's good.
Amen.
Amen. I love that. Word. Are your words producing growth? I was sitting here trying to nudge him to say edifying.
come on now. Yes.
He said everything but. Because that is the purpose. Your words must build up.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Which means the same is causing people to grow.
That's
causing them to come forth. Amen. Yes. And I strongly believe that's what God meant when he said the words are spirit and they are life. Life equals growth. And we have to be careful to speak those things that'll speak life, which will pertain to a person's growth, their spiritual development, the building that person up, causing them to be edified.
Come on.
Encouraging them.
That's awesome.
Yes. Amen.
And that's so awesome what you said, because you made me think about when I was teaching the VPKs and the pre-Ks and the young people, the small ones. And I would say good things to you. You are so smart.
Yes.
You are so intelligent.
Yes.
You are a leader. And you can, the ones that say could not learn.
Yes.
They was learning.
Yes.
I even taught the special needs. And they said, well, they don't know how to do that. I had them on the cash register, and they was doing a good job. Even when they didn't do good, I said, you're doing good.
That's good.
Because it built them.
Yes.
And it produced growth. And the next time, they kept on because the words I was saying to them.
Yes.
And it caused
them to be proficient
in what they're doing.
Yes.
You see, when people understand just your words, what you just said makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise God.
The words produce confidence.
Yeah, that like yes, that.
And because there was confidence,
yes,
I believed in myself that I can do it.
I believed in myself.
Yes.
If someone tells you you can't do something,
yes,
and you won't be able never to do it. You
yes.
believe that.
Yes.
Even though you say you may not believe it, but that word got you.
Come on.
And then you still believe what they said to you.
Yes.
So confidence, when you speak life to someone and tell them they can do a thing, it builds confidence in
them. That's good.
Hope and confidence is the foundation of faith.
Yes.
Yes, and it produces in you.
Awesome. Yes. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Apostle, praise God. When we speak words, praise God, things that we should ask ourselves before we speak a word. Another one is, I'm being manipulative. I'm trying to manipulate that person. Mm-hmm. You know, can you expound on that? Sometimes sometimes we find people try to speak smooth to you to, you know, manipulate you. Mm-hmm. And we have to be so wise to say, well, am I manipulating them?
And words can be seductive.
Yes.
Satan,
yes.
The serpent's tongue, he's seductive.
Yes.
And so when we begin to speak, and a lot of people use it, one of the thing about Elymas and you had Simon, they bewitched the people.
Yes.
And then by much speech, Paul says that all weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty through God of the pulling down the strongholds. And so we understand that casting out every imagination,
yes.
audibly, verbally, when we're saying yes. something and we're speaking something, we're wanting a person to respond audibly. So we're
yes.
speaking into them. There's a purpose and the reason that our words are fashioning them.
Yes.
And so, yes, we can use that to tear down and mm-hmm. not to build up. And we can use that. Manipulation is witchcraft.
It's witchcraft. It's
sorcery.
Witchcraft.
Because anytime you begin to speak destiny, one of the things, I'm going to say this real quickly, when Jonathan, when he named his son Mephibosheth, he called that in existence to a place in destiny that he wind up to.
Yes.
Which was Lodabar.
Yes.
And Mephibosheth is a connection with Lodabar. It means a desolate place. So we have to be careful when people speak on, and beloved, those that are out there, be careful of those that speak on your life that doesn't have authority, that needs to, that
Ooh,
does not
good.
Have authority in your life to speak on your life, because they could be speaking you out of your destiny.
Yes. Ooh, that Amen. Is awesome.
Wow.
Awesome. Amen. That is awesome, Apostle. Thank you. Amen. Praise God. This is something else that we should ask ourselves before we speak. Apostle, is we should ask ourselves, am I being boastful?
Yes.
Amen. You know, sometimes we can brag so about ourselves. Now, if you're bragging for the kingdom.
The glory.
Amen. To tell about how good God is, to testify, that's different. But then you find sometimes a person is being boastful. You know what they're speaking. Amen.
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 Yes, ma'am. I do agree, and I think we have to be careful.
Yeah.
I believe that less is more in that instance as well. The less you say, the more it can be seen.
I like that.
Amen. And that's Amen. What it's Amen. Meant for. Our lives are meant to be seen.
That's
Amen.
Good.
It's not that's so good. Much as heard about us. And clearly, if we're glorifying God by way of a testimony, that is totally acceptable.
That's totally acceptable. Amen.
But
Amen.
Then we have to be careful of all those added things that we want to throw in there on our own behalf.
Yes.
Amen. To promote ourselves.
Mm. Amen. Amen. That is awesome.
And not in the proper setting. Amen. In the proper place.
Amen. That is good.
And the scripture said, let us not think highly than we ought to think.
Yes.
And yes, we have to walk in confidence of God.
Absolutely.
When God spoke that upon us, then we walk in what God, I call it spiritual appropriation. If you're yielding to God and you're consecrated to the Lord, you're dedicated, and then you're seeking his faith. The Bible says that if you abide in my word, then shall you
Come on
ask
Come on
anything
down.
Because you abide. That's that dwelling place. And now you're confident because of the fact, not that you're pleasing God by your works, but you're pleasing him by your faith. And so then you begin to speak and declare, and you're being confident, and you're speaking over your life because God's word says it.
Yes, amen. That is awesome. Amen. Praise God. Amen. This is something else that we should ask ourselves. Amen. Before we speak, are my words flattery, prophet? Are my words flattery? You know, I'm gonna tell you. I see a lot. I'm more sure y'all seen a lot sometimes. And it's sad that sometimes we see it with prophets. And I'm not knocking the prophet because I'm a prophet myself. But you see some that they use flattery. Instead of being sincere from their heart when they're prophesying, they're flattery. And sometimes the flattery is because they want to get a good offering. Yeah. So they're flattery. And that's not God.
Yeah, that's not God.
Amen. That's not God. And God knows I'm a prophet myself, so I don't stand against them. But that's something that's not God. Amen. So are my words flattery? Can you expound on that for me, prophet?
Amen. Am I telling you something to make you feel good?
Come on now.
Flattery. Am I telling you something that you're hoping for?
Yes.
That you're desiring?
Yes.
Flattery. When a word is flattery, it's to exalt a person. You see a person today, but you want to exalt them to the mountaintop. That's flattery.
Beyond measure.
Beyond measure.
Amen.
If I be a man of God, I see you driving in a brand new Cadillac Escalade. The Lord's going to do it for you.
Amen.
Flattery. You may desire a Bugatti.
Amen.
You may desire something else.
Amen.
Not Escalade.
Not God. Amen.
And flatteries, let me interject with that, because we have to be very careful with that, because there are things that when people prophesy, and I know all of us operate prophetically.
Yes, we do.
You could discern a person's desire.
Yes.
And it's not prophetic. You're discerning it.
That's good.
You're discerning that they want a specific car. Yeah. Then you call it out. Then you say, now you put a timing on it. And you said, God said, which he haven't said. Okay. And so you are someone. Come, I see you having being a millionaire, but yet you don't even know how to manage your rent. You know, and so it's beyond measure.
Yeah,
and so it becomes flattery. The Bible say, "Open rebuke is better than
secret love."
And so when you know a person ain't living right or not trying to be a disciple like they should, and you go and you tell them you're going to do this and do that, got to deal with your soul first.
So
you want to be careful. Those that are out there to hear flattery versus true prophetic utterance.
Look, the scripture says they have itching ears.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. People looking for flattery.
Yes.
They'll run to someone that's giving them flattery. They'll become
a
follower.
Oh, that is so true.
They'll trail them on Facebook for days looking for a flattery word.
Mm-hmm.
So flattery is dangerous.
Yes. It's dangerous. Amen. That is awesome. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Apostle, this is something else that we have to ask ourselves before we speak. Are my words hurtful? Amen. And you know, sometimes, praise God, we have to think about it. Are my words going to bring healing, or is it going to cause pain? Amen.
Now, that's a powerful question, because I just quoted a scripture. I'm going to be real quickly because of the time. The scripture tells us that open rebuke is better than secret love. Mm. Then how far do we go? Are we just trying to rebuke a person to appease us? Or is it good, or we're looking just to say, you're wrong and I'm right, and I'm going to expose you and your heart, instead of trying to watch this. We try to medicate things, or we don't want to bring resurrection and healing. And so a lot of times with our words, and when we begin to speak and declare, Jesus' word is true. He said, my words, they are spirit and they are life. So when we're hearing words other than corrective criticism, it can become dangerous. And I said before, we have to watch when people speak on our lives, because if you're not trying to help me and you're not trying to bring me to that place and propel me to that place, you're hurting me, then I'm not going to give you an ear audibly, because that verbal that you come to speak against me. And then we have to be careful about that. Yes, we can hurt people by our words.
Amen. Praise God. That is good, Apostle. Amen. And Apostle Turner, praise God. Amen. We should ask ourselves before we speak, are my words wise? Is I'm sharing wisdom? Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
I tell you. Amen. That's a very, very serious subject.
Yes.
We need wisdom in this hour.
Yes.
And there are too many people operating in spiritual things without wisdom.
Mm.
Like, and the problem with that is that that's one of the things God said you could pray for.
Let him ask of God who will hold not back.
Give us liberally and upbraid us not, which means he will not hold it back.
Mm.
And I think that what we don't deal truthfully with ourselves when we find that we're not operating in wisdom by way of spiritual things, which means that we're not imputing wisdom even to others from us, from out of our spirit.
Yes,
and it's so important that we pray for wisdom when we realize we don't have it.
Amen.
And it's so important that we are able to even share with one another that wisdom is lacking when wisdom is lacking or missing. Because it is so important.
It's so important.
Amen. It'll keep, it'll hinder prophecies from coming to pass.
Come on, come on now. Yes.
Amen. When you're doing things that acting unwisely, foolishly, on your path or your course or your journey towards where God is calling you.
Amen. That's good.
Hallelujah.
Now listen, it says foolishness tears down a house.
Yes.
But by wisdom and understanding. By wisdom is a house built, and by understanding is established.
Glory.
This is the hour we need wisdom in what we say.
Yes.
We can hurt ourselves. You ever seen people curse themselves?
Yes.
That's with the tongue.
That's with the tongue. Amen.
And the scriptures say, the King James, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not.
Yes.
And we have to be careful in the things that we say and we do. Amen.
Amen. A wise person, what they do, they consider the words before they speak. Amen. And I'm going to go to the last one that we should ask ourselves before we speak. Are my words gentle and kind? Expound that for me, prophet. Are my words gentle and kind?
Are my words gentle and kind? Well, is it ministering health to this person?
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Is it going to help this person? Yes. Is this the time for me to say this to this person?
Yes.
Because they may not be able to receive it right now.
That's good. Because it may be good at that moment, but it may not be a God thing to do at that moment.
That's right.
We want to be wise, even though what we're saying could be correct, but did the Lord lead you at that moment?
Time.
He may lead you another time.
Amen.
So you have to be wise on that. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm just going to ask you, everyone that's listening, just repeat with me this prayer quickly, because we all have to work on what comes out of our mouth. Amen.
Amen.
Perfected it. Amen. Repeat with me. Lord, ask that you forgive us.
We ask that you forgive us.
When we say words.
When we say words.
That fall short. We humbly ask. That you help us.
To speak words.
That are encouraging.
Truthful.
Necessary.
Gentle.
Wise. And full of inspiration.
And full of inspiration.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Until the next time, be blessed.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us for Infusion with Americus and Clarice Cheney. If you would like to correspond with or contact this ministry, you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And visit them online at soulharvestfamilyworshipministries.org.